Welcome to Three Podcasters and a Microphone with Ian, Josh, and me, Ariana. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, too chipper for as cold as it is outside.
Well, we got...
This is Josh!
That's because I take vitamin D instead of getting it from the sunshine.
I think you've been drinking.
I don't drink.
So I'm the one that's drinking right now.
Josh is toasted.
I'm not toasted.
He's been putting it back since at least 6:30.
Oh yeah, sure.
No, at 6:30 we were napping.
Yeah.
He was dreaming about putting them back.
I don't think I was dreaming. I don't remember. So in this episode, we want to talk about our childhood favorite movies, because before Christmas we talked about our childhood favorite toys. Was that right? Because it's about toys for the Christmas season. So we decided to continue the series after a little bit of a month's hiatus, if I said that right, hiatus. And then we decided we might make a series. So there's next one we're going to talk about our movies. So I've been trying to think about what movies I liked as a kid. Do you guys know what movies you liked as a kid?
Yep.
Comedies.
Comedies. So who wants to talk about their favorite movies first?
Ian, you go ahead.
Okay, Ian, what were your favorite movies?
I kept thinking about Home Alone. Maybe it was because of, like, Christmas just being in the past couple of months, but the Home Alone movies were really hilarious.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
It was about, like, wanting to, just always being mischievous little kid anyways.
The first two, the rest were...
Well, the third one wasn't bad.
The first and second one was really good. I'm trying to remember what the third...
Scottish, I think? Oh, Macaulay Culkin!
Yeah, I liked Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Home Alone, 1 and 2. Lost in New York, I liked that one because I liked the lady with all the birds that he befriended. She actually turned out to be kind of cool, even though he was scared of her.
Take the turtle doves.
Yeah, she had the turtle doves. Yeah.
Had the video game.
There was a video game?
Oh, yeah, there was a video game. Yeah, there was a video game in the first one, too, on Nintendo.
I had the game. I had a Top Gear tape recorder.
My sister had that, too.
Oh.
That was probably where the radio stuff started, the goofiness.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get into, like, Nintendo until, like, a lot later in life, so that's probably why we didn't know.
Did, like, you guys get one, like, around the time PlayStation came out? Because
see, our cousin Dylan, we would sort of play Nintendo with him, but when we were getting a Nintendo, he was getting a Sega.
Yeah.
We'd been playing, and then he got, like, a PlayStation later. So, yeah.
Was the Home Alone 2 game where the luggage came after you? The luggage was, like, demonically possessed.
Yeah, and you have to, like, stand the elevator and jump because it's, like, coming through the door.
Oh,
I'm always doing this when we're talking.
They all talk with their hands. Maybe we need to do a video one day since you all talk with your hands. But then we'd have to have light, and we don't like a lot of bright light, so we have, like, some pretty colorful lights, and we're sitting sort of semi in the dark. Because I don't like bright lights.
Yeah, we have a Himalayan salt lamp.
Mm-hmm.
One that looks like a UFO dropped it off. And the other one kind of looks like a UFO now that I look at it.
So what other ones besides Home Alone did you like as a kid?
Well, the other day I watched Uncle Buck.
That was made by the same director.
John Hughes.
Uncle Buck was awesome.
His car kind of reminds me of my truck. Just like pure piece of.
Yeah, well, like when he's trying to do the laundry and he's fighting a laundry machine, and then when he's making, like, the big huge pancakes, and then when he tells that principal to go get a quarter and remove that mole off her face.
Get a rat. Go uptown.
Hi,
Buck
Melanoma. Oh man. Gosh. There was a lot of good movies in our early years.
About, like, Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was really good. And then there's one, like, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, and she literally tries to take care of the family, and she, like, goes into the fashion business with a fake application. That was really good.
When I was a kid, I always was into the the science fiction movies.
Imagine that.
And, of course, my favorite of all time was the original Star Wars trilogy, before even the prequels came out. I remember when my mom first had me watch Return of the Jedi, and, you know, that's the sixth one, and I was amazed at all the aliens and stuff on there, and Jabba's palace and stuff.
Alien. When we were little, Dad had the VHS movie to Alien. We watched that. That movie freaked me out.
Yeah, that's a really dark sci-fi. That's more borders on horror, and it's very H.P. Lovecraft.
I was pretty young when I saw it, because I got really freaked out when that one guy, the alien, like, got time and he, like, got cut in half.
You mean it burst out of his chest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chest. What's those? Can't think what those are called now.
Chest burster? What?
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's a real dark movie for a kid to see.
Yeah, I was pretty young when I saw that.
Let's see, what else did I like? I liked Willow. That was
before. Oh, Willow, yeah.
That was before even, you know, that's before even they made an adaptation of the Lord of the Rings films. That was an early fantasy movie.
That's where they send, like, the little baby across the pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's that evil witch that's trying to get the baby, sacrifice it, and then that little guy, the little hobbit-like people.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, and The Neverending Story.
Yeah, that's a good one, but, like, they only adapted, like, the first half of the original book, and then they tried to adapt the second half of Neverending Story with Neverending Story 2, and it just kind of flopped. But the first one was
good. I like the big white fluffy dragon dog fly thing.
Falcor.
Yeah. Falcor. He was fun.
The luck dragon.
I wanted to fly on one.
And let's see, what else was there?
I was kind of into Disney, so, like, I liked Ariel the Little Mermaid a lot when I was little.
My sister was into that.
Yeah, and I liked the music so much that I actually took my boombox, and I had a microphone hooked up to my boombox, and I sat it next to our TV so I could record the music off of the movie. It was pretty cool. And then I loved The Lion King. That was awesome. But I think I liked The Little Mermaid better. I even had Ariel the Little Mermaid doll. And she had a little Sebastian. It was pretty cool. I watched it like a million times, and I loved the music.
Toy Story.
Yeah, I didn't see that till later.
That was like after you guys, or so, kind of, wasn't it?
Well, because at that time...
Well, I would have been probably, I think, 10 when it came out. Probably 11.
95.
95? You would have been older than that, because 95...
12. Okay, 12, maybe probably, 13.
I was 12, like in high school. Six. But then the rest of the Toy Stories that came out was later, and I think Skye was a little baby when some of them came out.
Another one I liked was The Last Starfighter. I don't know.
I didn't see that.
It's a lot like Star Wars. Like, it has a Star Wars feel. It's made in the 80s. It's about a kid that he likes playing arcade games, and he goes, like, he actually gets taken to fight an intergalactic war against this federation, against this menacing empire, and it's pretty good. Like, it's kind of underrated. Like, it's not very many people like it. It's kind of like a cult classic sort of thing. And then there's the Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I didn't see that till I started dating you. I never seen it before.
Oh, that's a great movie. Yeah. Jim Henson did a brilliant job. Jim Henson and Brian Froud did, like, just amazing. It's all puppeteer work and everything.
It's pretty cool. They have it on Netflix now.
That's a prequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, we've only seen one episode. We've got to watch a lot of...
We got a lot of shows to catch up to. We got behind. Oh, another movie I was thinking of, because I saw it first time when I was 7, and then it's when I developed a crush on him. Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it for the first time. I was staying at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was the most awesome movie I've ever seen. It was pretty cool.
You have a crush on Doc? Good God, Marty!
Oh, yeah. He was totally
my type.
Handsome. I was totally, I was crushing on the grandfatherly type. Oh, yeah, totally.
You look like a white-haired fella. Gal.
Yep, I look like a white-haired fella. Yep,
I look like.
Yep, I look like a white-haired fella. No, I liked Michael J. Fox. I thought he was cute. Yeah.
My favorite one is the second one.
The second one, when I saw it, was a little hard to understand the first time I saw it. Because I was still young.
The whole timeline.
Yeah, the timeline got all messed up. Yeah. So I had, like, watch it twice. But I was still pretty young when I saw the second one. I mean, I understand it now. But, like, when I was younger, I had to watch it twice. The third one was okay. I mean, Doc found the love of his life. But, like, I still liked the first one. It was pretty good.
That's where mine is. It's 1885.
Yeah. I mean,
what now?
Maybe that's where my love is. 1885.
Yeah, you got to go back in time to find her.
Yeah, you got to go find your Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably one of my favorites. I got the DVD collection a long time ago because I really
liked
it.
I got it from my mom on Mother's Day one year. We're talking the same one, the box set.
The box set. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Beavis and Butthead, so Beavis and Butthead Do America was something I was watching before. I should have been.
Our dad took us to the theater to see Beavis and Butthead Do America. It was a bonding experience for me, Dad, and my brother.
Your dad's cool. So
yeah.
Like he would.
My dad's pretty cool. Yeah, he was awesome. We were going through a rough time at the time, which I won't go through, but all the three of us went to the movie theater. We had a blast. It was like the first movie we'd really been to together. It was fun.
I like one of them. I like, although looking back on it, it's kind of corny now a little bit. But I still like the atmosphere a bit. Is the Batman film that was made by Tim Burton with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am Batman.
The first time I ever went to a theater was with my cousin Dylan and his mom and dad, my uncle and aunt. Even Diane. And let's see, I think we saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That is a classic. Mm-hmm. Yes, great movie. Also starring the guy that played Doc Brown, too.
Yeah.
He plays Judge Doom, I believe. Bad guy.
And yeah. Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy was a good one, yeah, that I remember. That's based on an old comic series.
Those were like the first movies I really saw at theater, and then The Jungle Book.
Yeah, that's...
Those were the first three movies that I ever saw at the theater.
They've made, I don't know how many live-action adaptations of The Jungle Book.
I saw the cartoon.
Yeah, I know, the original cartoon.
The cartoon's the best.
That's when they brought it, they actually restored... I know what one you're talking about, they restored the original...
Bare Necessities.
And they brought it back to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Yeah, those were the first three movies I ever saw in a theater. I went with my cousin Dylan. They would, like, when we built a house, we lived across, well, the back of their house, their garage, faced our front of the house where ours was. So we lived across the street from our cousin. And then, like, we kind of got to hang out when we were little. So they would, like, take us to the movies and we'd go to, like, get pizza. It was fun. Go to Godfather's Pizza when it was around.
Memories.
I couldn't stand Godfather's Pizza. I thought the pizza tasted like mucus.
Okay.
How many mucus pieces you eating, John?
Yeah, no kidding.
I know mucus pizza when I have one. This is pure nose.
No, I remember the taste of that stuff. It was disgusting.
I don't know. We had a good time. We always had fun because we would get, like, the pizza, and then we'd get, like, the dessert kind of, like, pizza stuff. We
that
had fun.
That was good. I liked the dessert pizza, and I liked the cheesy sticks, but not the pizza mm-hmm. itself.
Yeah, we had so much fun. It was awesome.
They also had arcade games.
Yeah, I think
so
I remember
I
playing.
I never went inside, but we all we always got carried.
Each time that we went to a movie, we went to Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah, they had an upstairs. And
yeah, they did. Yeah.
Now it's discount tobacco.
Yeah. It's kind of weird going in there and like wondering like what. I wonder if it still has that upper store.
Yeah.
They just like put it.
They
in
probably
like
use it for storage,
or
probably
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, I remember the upstairs because sometimes we would like go upstairs. It was fun.
I think the bathroom was upstairs.
Yeah.
I always had to go to the bathroom at places. Like, well, I don't know what was so great about seeing someone's bathroom.
That's something what kids did. I mean, every time we went somewhere, Skye was little, she actually had to go to the bathroom, too. Mm-hmm. We'd say, Mom! So we had to go to the bathroom. But, you know, it's good to get out of the way, you know, free.
You don't want to pee while you're eating.
No, that's not a good idea.
I liked the first two Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Did you see those? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
I think.
The third one sucked, but
we
Turtles in Time or whatever.
I had that video game, too.
The video game was good.
It was freaking awesome.
But that had nothing to do with
it. Where's the video game with the pizzas?
What?
There's a video game Turtles that had pizzas.
All the Ninja Turtles games had pizzas.
It must have been like, we played it, maybe it was the first one. Me and my brother would play it, and it was fun. We'd rent it from True Value, and you could, like, rent video games.
Pick up a hammer and get yourself a video game.
I never heard of a True Value that
it did. Then they had video games, and they had movies. Like, one section was the movies, and then the other part was the hardware store. And
did they have, like, X-rated behind the nails?
No.
Going to bed.
And then they had some toys. So me and my brother always went to look at the toys section. Yeah, True Value.
True Value? This must have been a completely different True Value.
It's that one on 133 they've been working on.
I know, but I never know True Value.
Yeah, they had a little section with some toys. And then they had the part where, because my mom worked there for a little bit. And then me and my brother would go upstairs there after school to hang out. But we'd look at the video games. We'd look at the movies. And, yeah, and they had toys. And that's where we went to go see Santa Claus and get our picture taken. So.
Yeah, because I certainly, if they had toys, I'd remember it. Because I always thought when I went on True Value as a kid, I hated going in there because I thought it was boring. It had no toys. And it had
the one in Arcola had toys.
What?
The one in Arcola had toys.
Well, I know, but that's probably the only one that did. I don't remember.
Maybe going. I think it was like a privately owned True Value.
That's probably why.
That's why they have movies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said
if it's privately owned, is it really True Value?
Well, then I don't know, but the price must have been right, because my parents went and got their stuff there, so I guess it was True Value, because it's not like we were rich or anything. So, yeah, those are some of my favorite movies that I can think of.
I'm trying to think if there are any more. Oh! Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I never did see all that.
A lot of people think it's corny now, but I always loved it. Like, I always thought it was a good
thing. We're forgetting Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, I watched that. The first one.
Yeah.
I watched the first one with you.
It's righteous, man.
I never
that third one will be out soon.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Those I gotta watch fun. The second one before the third one.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's. That was hilarious.
That's
the dead
guys. Yep.
That was so funny. That was good.
I haven't seen that, but I've heard of it.
Oh, License to Drive, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club.
Vacation.
I watched that recently.
Yes. Christmas Lampoon Vacation. All the Vacation Lampoon. Or Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or
Caddyshack.
Something.
Caddyshack.
I only see parts of that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Airplane.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to watch some of those. We'd see some of those. Those are funny. Yeah.
Tell me some slang, Jay.
Yeah, the kids today don't know what they're missing. Those were good movies. If they haven't seen them, they need to watch all these old movies.
Well, the old comedy movies were funny. Now National Lampoon has, it's all sex jokes. It's not
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I know. They're not that funny.
I mean, yeah, there's sex jokes in the old ones, but they know how to do it classily without coming right out and being just...
Oh, then there's that one called Lover Boy that had the guy from Grey's Anatomy, and he delivered pizzas and mowed the lawn. And he pretended he's an 80s movie, and then he got popular, and he got to date the girl he always had a crush on.
What's the one 80s movie? I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it always has that, known for that scene. It has John Cusack, and he's holding up the...
Oh, yes!
Boombox, whatever.
Yeah, oh my God, I know that. That's a good movie. John
That's
Cusack's,
like an iconic
it's a
scene
classic scene with the boombox. What is that? Yes.
It's like an iconic
but
scene.
But I hate the way the movie ends, and I'm not gonna... And I'm not going to... Yeah, I'm not going to tell it because... But I was like, I mean, that's it? There's no more? Because, how else are they supposed to end it?
Yeah, because I remember the...
Yeah, John Cusack boombox scene. Yeah, I'm going to look that up because I can't remember
I haven't
either.
Seen it. I just
oh,
thought
you
know,
anything.
Say anything. Yes, 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 yes. We got to watch that. I love that movie. It's really good. Yeah, her dad kind of gets us in trouble because he didn't do his taxes and stuff.
What was Risky Business about?
I don't know. I never watched
you
that.
You never saw that one?
No.
I never saw it.
That's got Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also said to be a Mandela effect because they said that Tom Cruise wore glasses. Now he doesn't.
Oh, he did too wear glasses. That, whatever.
No, he doesn't anymore. You look it up and he doesn't have glasses on.
That was
scene.
Like a...
That's he does people, not have sunglasses now.
That's how people, like, remember and dressed him
he
up.
He does not have sunglasses now. He's still in his undies, but he doesn't have sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Timeline's all screwed up.
That's just dumb. He had sunglasses on. And there's a picture of him with no sunglasses.
Yep. There's no sunglasses. Timeline's completely
that finished. Is that's messed up. He had sunglasses because there's a movie on Never Been Kissed, Drew Barrymore, and her brother dresses up as him from Risky Business and he's got the shirt and sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, the residue's still there, but not what's called residue, but and references to it, but the movie itself, it does not he does not have sunglasses.
Even the cover of Tom Cruise, he's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, I know, but the actual movie, he does not have sunglasses.
That's so stupid. That's 1983.
The year I was born.
Have you guys, either one of you guys, seen Say Anything?
No.
Ian, have you seen it?
Say Anything.
Yes, I love that movie. It's so good.
I don't know
if you guys will like it, but I like it. 1989?
Drama.
Yeah, you guys probably wouldn't like it.
I can watch dramas. I mean,
charming, critically acclaimed tale of first love.
I love it. It's so good.
It just depends. I mean, it just depends what kind of film
kids,
it is.
Kids today like need to like look up classic like 80 films. Cause
well, I agree. I completely agree.
I feel like, I don't know, they're like really, they were like a lot of coming of age films then that were classic and everything wasn't always so about like sex and cussing and dirty. And they're like classic.
Especially like Airplane, Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many Naked Gun films do they make?
Three.
Who Say Anything? Is it on Hulu? Ooh. Oh, it's on Hulu.
We're recording a show right now.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, totally. Like, we need to watch it sometime. Yes. And Ian doesn't have to watch it, but if you don't want to. Me and Josh could watch. Oh, well, I was looking it up. Blast from the Past. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah. Blast from the Past.
Yes.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, and Leticia Silverstone. He's like, and he's literally from the past.
Oh, where his parents he's a caveman or whatever?
No, that's something
that's
else.
Encino
Man. Encino
Man.
This is where his parents thought there was like some kind of attack or something. They had a bomb shelter
underneath.
Oh, the
nuclear attack and they made a shelter.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
It's so cute. It's good.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser kind of just fizzled out.
He did. Yeah. And Blast from the Past is on Hulu. We totally got to watch these old movies. That was from 1999.
Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, that's funny.
That's something I watched a lot.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Hello.
Oh, My Best Friend's.
Yeah, you guys aren't into that. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah, 1997. It is really good. It's probably a chick flick.
Yeah.
And Titanic. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh. Titanic. That's a classic.
I've never seen it.
You guys won't like it.
I liked
Leonardo DiCaprio in Gangs in New York. That was good.
That wasn't bad.
But we're getting way off topic there.
But that's still when we were younger.
Younger, but not.
In 99, I was like 18. Mm-hmm. I was still young.
It's not really a childhood.
I was still kind of young. I turned 18 in June of 1999, so I was still 17 part of that year. I wasn't I might have thought I was an adult, but I wasn't an adult. We all think we're older at that age. Yeah, there was a lot of high school movies I watched in high school. That's when I had a TV in my room, finally. That's what went wrong. Parents put a TV in my room, all went downhill from there.
Yeah.
That's how it starts. But yeah, those are all my favorite childhood movies. And we're on 24, almost 25 minutes. You guys got anything else?
Trying to think if there's any more. It's got to be more somewhere.
Huh? We could always have another. Now, next series I think we're thinking about is our childhood favorite TV shows and cartoons. That'd be our next one, right?
Yep. That sounds about right.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. So our next time, we'll continue our childhood favorites. We'll be talking about our favorite childhood TV shows and cartoons. That sounds fun. All right. Oh, and then I know what our next one can be after, too. Well, even though we're still recording, if you guys had any favorite, like, imaginary games you played and what you had to do, did you guys use your imaginations to play games?
I had Hot Wheels.
Oh, we had Hot Wheels, too. But
No, that's... We talked about that in the toys.
I know, but, like, no, like, actual games, like, you made up in your head.
I never did that.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, so me and my brother were just weird.
No, I'm not saying you're weird.
Okay, so the next one will be our favorite childhood TV shows and movie... No, TV shows and cartoons. Well, Nick's the favorite because apparently me and my brother are the only one who had imaginations. So, all right. So, thank you for tuning in, and we will be back again for our next episode. Make sure you check out all of our other episodes that we've listened to in the past. You can check out episodes from the Cloverleaf Radio, Night Moves Radio, and our other episodes from... Three podcasters and a microphone on the JIA network. So good day and good night, depending on when you're listening to this. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You're listening to it December 24th of this year.
Oh, yeah.
How do we know?
Oh, yeah. So Merry Christmas. Happy Halloween. Happy New Year. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy birthday.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy Brush President's Days. Yeah. All the good stuff. Happy all the holidays. Happy America. Happy International Day. All that good stuff. Yeah. Good night. Would you like to sponsor the Cloverleaf Radio Network? We'd love for you to be our friend. We have several packages available, and some start out just as low as 99 cents a month. All you need to do is to click on that little link that you see that says Support Our Network. You can support our network for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. But if you be our best friend and you sponsor us for $9.99 a month, you'll get to be a part of Cherry House Press, which is another company part of the Cloverleaf Radio Network. We'll send you the newest published book every time that we published, just because you decided to be our friend for $9.99 a month. We thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.